The second thing we should change are the rules for political material which can be put onto the internet during elections. The rules we now have were settled before the last general elections. So, for example, and they're very restrictive, no podcasts, no video casts. And most people can't post materials during the election period. Only the parties, only the candidates, the agents can do that. Our old rules are way, way out of date. Means we have to change to new rules, liberalize, to allow people to participate more actively and flexibly. But we have to maintain or try to maintain accountability and responsibility somehow.
That was Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong outlining his administration's plans to loosen the reins on political content online during his 2008 National Day rally speech. Co-founder of the political blog The Online Citizen, Remy Chu, however, dismisses the PM's liberalization rhetoric.
The existing regulations are humiliatingly out of date. They look like our equivalent of Victorian legislation. So they have decided to make it marginally less embarrassing for themselves and get some PR headway while they're at it.
Dr. Cherian George is a journalism professor and the author of Contentious Journalism and the Internet, Democratizing Discourse in Malaysia and Singapore. He agrees that the move doesn't represent a fundamental shift in government policy towards liberalization, but rather is a pragmatic addressing of the fact that technological advancements have rendered the current restrictions on political expression online obsolete.
I don't see the changes as amounting to any change of heart on the part of the government or signalling any major liberalisation of political discourse in Singapore. It is more a strategic withdrawal, if you like. Because the truth of the matter is that Singapore's blogosphere is pretty freewheeling in any case. Most people with something to say, whether politely or less politely, are online anyway. They haven't really exercised all that much restraint for fear of the laws that are out there. And to give the government due credit, the government hasn't gone out of its way to prosecute Singaporeans for what they say online.
Regardless of the motives and reasoning behind the government's decision to liberalize online communication, Dr. George notes that the proposal is still laden with positive repercussions.
I think one of the positive implications of this move is that the government accepts now that there's a lot of positive communication that's taking place online. And by positive, I mean not necessarily praising the government, but even when it is critical of the government, that it does contribute to a healthy culture of debate and exchange of ideas and so on. So implied, the recent promise of liberalization is this acceptance that more debate isn't necessarily going to bring the house down in Singapore.
However, prominent Singaporean blogger Alex Au of yawningbread.org fame is sceptical of the idea that the political powers that be have embraced dissenting digital speech altruistically. He expects the veracity, viability, and accuracy of political discourse online to continue to be played down by the authorities.
I personally expect them to continue this rhetoric of describing internet speech as irresponsible, prone to exaggeration, filled with rumors, and so forth, because they have no real means of controlling what is said by ordinary citizens through the internet, whereas they have far better leverage over what the mainstream press reports. So I don't expect that rhetoric to change. It serves their purposes quite well, you see.